Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us every Thursday at about this time. Hey, Mike, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So, obviously, the sort of big, awful story of the week is that somewhere on Davis Highway in a business, there was a body found. And it looks now like this is a murder, and we've got a reward. So tell us what happened. What do we know?
Well, that's all true. We don't know why. We're looking into it. The victim received multiple stab wounds, and the investigators are working on it. And right now, what we have are the images that we've sent out to you through the or to the public through the local media, and we're glad we have those images and. You know, not a lot to work with, but better than nothing. We're just urging anybody that might recognize this individual or they think they might recognize the individual. You don't have to be for sure to give us a call at the Pensacola Police Department or call Crime Stoppers.
Now, this was somebody what showed up at work and found him. Is that right?
Yeah, they showed up to work Monday morning and found him inside the business.
And where was this? I looked it up when the address came out, but I just can't remember in my head. Where was this about on Davis Highway?
It's on Davis near Fairfield.
Near Fairfield.
Not too far from Fairfield.
Okay. And he was an employee in the building. Is that right?
That's my understanding.
Okay. All right. So at this point, really all we know is that somewhere in prior, he was stabbed and killed. They've identified the victim. And now I think it's the family that's offering a $10,000 reward. But I assume Crime Stoppers has money on this too, right?
Yeah, they are, and it's important to keep those two separate. The family is offering $10,000 for what they say is information to for an arrest. Crime Stoppers will also pay a reward for any information that leads to an arrest on this situation. So, important thing is if you use the Crime Stoppers number or the website or the P3 app, please do not tell us who you are. And Andrew, we've had that many times before. The moment they identify themselves, we have to quit communicating and we cannot pay, even if the information is right. So it's very important to keep those two separate. The family is offering $10,000 for any information on helping us solve this crime.
Yeah, and the anonymity of Crime Stoppers is essential to making the highest likelihood that people who know something will say something, because so many people are afraid of retaliation, reprisal, being outed, all that kind of stuff. And so preserving that and being really vigilant about it is what protects that system from operating, right? Or for operating.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been around since the 80s, and nobody has ever been outed. There's been defense attorneys try to subpoena records and that sort of thing, and it's been struck down in court case after court case. So it's very, very important. Just give us the information. We don't want to know where you live. We certainly don't want to know who you are. We don't want your phone number or your email, any of that. So please, if you use Crime Stoppers, be very careful and just give us the information we need on that individual.
In a situation like that, can the family give money through Crime Stoppers? Can they call you and say, hey, we'd like to raise the Crime Stopper payout by $10,000? Is that allowed?
No, that's separate. We keep it totally separate, and we've had families do this before, and that's why I'm trying to stress that.
Okay.
Now. We keep those two separate. So in case, you know, with the family offering, they can pay out anybody for any reason, and whether
right.
You know who the person is or not, you know, the rules are theirs. But Crime Stoppers has their own set of rules that we have to adhere by.
Okay, very good. And again, the funding, just that slice of they can't amplify the Crime Stopper reward with private funds.
No, okay. No, they cannot.
And sort of waiting for,
and we've seen this before, people will wait to call Crime Stoppers hoping that our reward goes up.
Mm.
It doesn't work that way. We have a point system. Every crime is assigned a different point system so that the rewards are handed out the same across the board. So you can call us in 30 minutes or you can call us in 3 years and the reward's going to be the same.
If multiple people, and I'm just kind of curious because we're talking about this, if multiple people come forward with Crime Stopper reports, how does that work? Do they split the money? They don't each get the total amount, right?
No, it's the first one. You're issued a number, a code number. It's a lengthy number.
Yeah.
And those are in succession. So whoever called and gave that information first is the one that will get the reward. That's, once again, why we say don't sit on that information.
Yeah, don't wait because you may have lost your chance. Very good. Based on the information that was shared with the media from this homicide, security cameras are an essential tool for what you guys do, both outside and even inside of buildings, right?
Yeah, I can't talk about that enough, Andrew. And the price of these cameras has gone way down in the past 10 years. If your business or your home doesn't have security cameras, please don't wait. And it's so many times after we've taken a burglary report at a business or a home, they're like, so how do I put cameras in? Where do I go? What's the best brand? It's too late. The crime has already happened there. Now, you know, of course, it could happen if a second crime happens. But what we want people to do is think closely about this. Black Friday's coming up. They're going to be on sale. They're going to be even cheaper. But it's very important for your home and your business to have these cameras, maybe not on the inside if you don't want those, if you feel uncomfortable about that, but certainly on the outside. Be careful where you place them. We have officers that specialize in that sort of training that can come to your business or your home and show you the best place to put these cameras that will help solve a crime should something happen on your property. And it could be something as simple as a porch pirate theft, which that's gonna gear up here in the next month or so. So get those cameras now before something happens.
And, you know, one of the things that, you know, you are always paying attention to sort of new trends, new problems, things that you're seeing. And you said that you have learned, you and I were talking before the show, that you have learned there is a new problem with regards to key fobs and the modern technology that cars use for their security.
Yeah, I just came back from a trip to Germany, was talking to a German police officer and about different trends. And it's, you know, it's funny how this, it doesn't really matter where you are. It's the same problems. Each of us have the same issues. And one of the things that they're going through, and I've looked it up and we've had some issues with it here, is the something that's called a relay attack. And that's where people will go to your home. If you have a newer vehicle in the driveway, most of these newer vehicles don't use keys anymore. They use a key fob or a push button on the dash. If you have that fob in your pocket, all you have to do is walk up to your car. It recognizes that signal coming from your key fob, and it opens the door. It lets you start the car and drive off. Well, what these people are doing in relay attacks is they will see that newer car in the driveway. They will take a device and stand on the sidewalk or stand in your driveway and intercept that signal that key fob is constantly emitting while it's sitting there. And they will clone another fob, and they will open your car. The car obviously just thinks it's you, and it's going to open up, it's going to start, and they will be able to drive off with your vehicle.
That's terrible. So what's the, like, first of all, how far is the distance? Because I would think that the fobs, even though they are constantly emitting, aren't emitting for all that far, but that's what, you know, sort of you tell me. What's the distance and risk, and then is there a thwart? Is there a defense against this?
Well, it can go from 10 feet to 10 yards, and you'd be surprised at the amount of people that walk in, they get home from work, they take their key fob out, and they put it in a basket right next to the front door.
Not me. And I put it right under my tinfoil hat so that I'm safe, that the Faraday cage is going to solve everything.
Yeah, well, you say that the tinfoil hat, that actually might work. A Faraday pouch is the best thing. That's a pouch that's designed and lined with metal that will block the signal. But, you know, if you don't, a metal cookie container, anything like that, but I want to urge people, if they're going to put it in a metal box or anything metal, to go test it first. And how do you do that? Put the fob in that metal container and walk out to your car and see if your car will unlock just by that box being closed. If it doesn't, then it's working. If it does, then you need to have something that's a little bit thicker and move it away from the front of the house, because that's where the bad guys are going to be standing with their intercepting device. Just move it back and further in the house. And you can cover it up with tinfoil. That does seem to work a little bit.
You know, that's a great suggestion, is to take it out in the box, but find out just how much distance that will impede, if at all. But I got to tell you, Mike, I don't think that you meant to do this, but you have inadvertently made every single grandmother in our listening area scream at the top of her lungs, "Finally! Finally!" All of those unused blue Danish cookie tins that they have been collecting for the last 1,000 years have a purpose, and now they can give them to the kids and grandkids and solve the technology issue that they didn't realize grandma was going to be able to solve for them. Did you realize you've done that?
No, but isn't grandma awesome? And she can give these away as Christmas gifts this Christmas. Finally get rid of them, unload them, because her grandkids are driving cars with key fobs. So you know what? I didn't realize it, but wow.
It's the hot new Christmas gift. I see grannies getting on eBay all day now. You know, hey, solve the fob clone problem. Relay attacks, no problem. I got you covered, Danish cookie tin. All right. So, that's literally what you were saying, is in a cookie tin. So I love it. Last thing we always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. I got one for you this week. It's always TV.
Okay.
TV is always the source of my cop myths because, you know, all this crazy stuff. In cop TV and movies, they are constantly stopping and eating fast food. They're getting the burrito, they're getting the tacos, they're getting the burger. They're, you know, they're sharing, one guy buys and the other guy buys whatever all the time. Do cops ever bag a lunch? Do you ever bring a lunchbox, or are you always eating out when you're on the road patrolling?
The officers that bring lunch boxes, and it's been many years since I was on patrol, but this is what I remember, are the officers that eat healthy. The rest of us would go to Burger King or McDonald's. You know, you're doing what's called a 10-10. You're telling dispatch you're going to go get something to eat, but you're available should a call come out. And every time some call's going to come out, I can't tell you how many Big Macs I've had to throw in the trash and run out the door. So, the ones that are bringing their lunch usually eat a lot healthier than the rest of us.
You know, I remember that when I went on patrol with the PPD and he had brought his lunch and we stopped off at the Tom Thumb or the Circle K, I don't remember which, and he heated up in the microwave and it was healthy. It was a like bodybuilder kind of guy, and he didn't buy the junk food. He brought it from home and made what was appropriate for his diet. So that's interesting. Mike Wood, Pensacola Police Department, Public Information Officer, and savior of grandmothers everywhere. Mike, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
You're welcome.